This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 3, text 20. Karma naiva hi sansiddhim astita janakadayah loka sangraham evapi sampashan kartum arhasi. Now, if you look in that room, there's a red bag of mine, and in that bag we'll find another Bhagavad Gita. Karmanaiva hi sansiddhim astita janakadayah loka sangraham evapi sampashan kartum arhasi. Karmana, by work. Eva, even. He, certainly. Sansiddhim, in perfection. Astitaha, situated. Janaka adayaha, Janaka and other kings. Loka sangraham, the people in general. Eva api, also. Sampashan, considering. Kartum, to act. Arhasi, you deserve. Kings such as Janaka attained perfection solely by performance of prescribed duties. Therefore, just for the sake of educating the people in general, you should perform your work. Purport. Kings like Janaka were all self-realized souls. Consequently, they had no obligation to perform the prescribed duties in the Vedas. Nonetheless, they performed all prescribed activities just to set examples for the people in general. Janaka was the father of Sita and father-in-law of Lord Sri Ram. Being a great devotee of the Lord, he was transcendentally situated. But because he was the king of Mithila, a subdivision of Bihar province in India, he had to teach his subjects how to perform prescribed duties. Lord Krishna and Arjuna, the Lord's eternal friend, had no need to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra, but they fought to teach people in general that violence is also necessary in a situation where good arguments fail. Before the battle of Kurukshetra, every effort was made to avoid the war, even by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the other party was determined to fight. So, for such a right cause, there is a necessity for fighting. Although one who is situated in Krishna consciousness may not have any interest in the world, he still works to teach the public how to live and how to act. Experienced persons in Krishna consciousness can act in such a way that others will follow. And this is explained in the next verse. Karmanaiva hi sansiddhim astita janakadayah loka sangraham evapi sampashyan kartum arhasi. First of all, thank you all very much for gathering here. Pioneering group in Kuwait. In other Gulf countries we have large groups in Oman, Qatar, Bahrain, and UAE. So it's nice that now we're starting here in Kuwait, a new venture. And the verse is significant because we want to act in such a way that others will also pick up the same line of action. It's said that action speaks louder than precept. We can say anything, But if we're doing the opposite, then what effect will it have? And on the other hand, if we're doing something right, even if we don't say anything, people may pick up the idea. So elsewhere, it's just previously, it's said that the self-realized person actually doesn't have any duties to perform. The Nayavatasya Kritain Arto Nakritain Eha Kaschana Nachasya Sarvabhuteshu Kaschana Arto Vipashya. He doesn't have anything to achieve in the material world, and because he's transcendental, he doesn't have to follow all the rules and regulations for attaining transcendence. He's already there. You guys going on a excursion? Okay. We'll see you later, okay? SMS.
Ringing is off. In silent mode, but
SMS still gets through. Wow. Okay. So a self-realized person doesn't actually have to do anything following all rules and regulations because he's already gotten there. Just if you're trying to you can understand that once you've attained the perfection, then you don't have to follow all the rules to get to perfection. You're already there. There's no prescribed duty. But so he says, Karmanaiva hi sam siddhim astita janakarya. There were many self-realized souls who were completely perfect. Sang siddhi. Completely perfect. By their work they attained perfection. Janakarya. Just like Janak Maharaj. Janak Maharaj is the father of Janaki, Sita Devi. So he attained perfection to be the father-in-law of Lord Ramchandra. Not an ordinary thing. And how did he do it? Karmana. By performing his prescribed duties. By performing prescribed duties. So one thing is that by performing prescribed duties, one makes spiritual advancement on and on and on. So we're not on the platform where we can say, oh, I don't have any duties to perform. We have to do it. And simply by performing one's prescribed duties, the perfection is achieved when Krishna is pleased. Atapum vir dvijashreshta varnashrama vibhagasha svanustitasya dharmasya sangsiddhi haritoshana. They say that we speak of Hindu religion, Sikh religion, Buddhist religion, but actually the religion of Indian culture is varnashram dharma. The social system that divides human society into four occupational divisions and four divisions for spiritual advancement. So there's Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, occupational divisions. And then there are spiritual stations, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. And Krishna says these divisions are everywhere because they're created by me. Here in Kuwait, it's not that everyone is doing the same work. We may say, not everyone is doing, someone is the king. Someone is the sweeper. Someone is the college professor. Someone is a businessman. These four divisions will be there. Even if we don't say varnashram, still, you go to America, someone's sweeping the streets, someone's doing business, someone's running the government, someone's teaching, someone's a philosopher. These four divisions will naturally be there. There may be gradations, but these four basic groups will be there. Varnas. And then four ashrams. Student life. Naturally, at the young age, student life is there. And of course now student life, especially in America, student life just means degraded life. Some study is there, some drugs are there, some girls and boys are there, so many things are there. But that's not actually student life, although that's what student life has become. But the student life in the Vedic culture is brahmacharya ashram. It wasn't simply studying some physics, chemistry, humanities, but it was developing character. It was for developing character. Control of the mind, control of the senses, austerity, patience, tolerance, simplicity, knowledge, and self-realization. These were qualities to be developed. So the student life, that's real student life. Then married life, then retired life, then renounced life. So these four stages are there in human life. In childhood, he's not going to be married. In old age, the affairs of married life become tiresome and burdensome. So retired life is there. And finally, one has to become detached from everything in order to achieve perfection, getting free from this material world and going back home, back to Godhead. So in the Bhagavatam it said, Svanusthitasya dharmasya sangsiddhi haritoshan. One attains perfection of one's prescribed duties when one satisfies the Supreme Personality of God. Sangsiddhi haritoshan. This is the perfection. In Bhagavad Gita also it said, Yata pravittir bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatam svakarmana tam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. A human being becomes perfect by performing his prescribed duties for the satisfaction of the Lord. Svakarmana tam abhyarcha. When one engages in the service of the Lord, then one can become perfect by performing svakarmana, his own duties. Not that I perform somebody else's work. Everyone has his own duty to perform. If the legs try to do the work of the head, if the head tries to do the work of the legs, it doesn't work very well. So here we find Janakadiya. Janaka was not a Brahmin. He was not a sannyasi. But he attained perfection. He was a householder. He was a kshatriya. But he attained perfection by performing his prescribed duties. Sangsiddhi haritoshanam, so that the Lord was pleased. And therefore he's one of the mahajans. Mahajan means there are 12 standard mahajans. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kopila, Manu, Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vyasaki, Vyasaki, Vyasaki. Swayambhu means Lord Brahma, the engineer of the universe. Narad Muni, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapildev, Devahuti, Putra, Kapildev, the incarnation of Krishna. Manu, father of mankind. Prahlad Maharaj, the great devotee of Lord Nrsimhadev. Prahlada, Janaka, Janak Maharaj. Bhishma Dev, the grandfather of the Pandavas and Kauravas. Bali Maharaj, who surrendered everything to Lord Vamandev. Vyasaki, Sukadev Goswami, the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Yamaraj, the chief of police in government of Krishna. So these are mahajanas. Mahajana yena katasa panta. We're advised to follow the path chalked out by the mahajans. So lokasangrahamevapi sampashan kartum arhasi. Krishna is giving Arjuna different reasons why he should perform his duties. Arjuna is trying to escape under different pleas. Oh, it's sinful. Oh, there'll be social disturbance. The family will be disrupted. Social projects will be ruined. So many different reasons. I don't want a kingdom anyway. They may be greedy. Why should I be greedy? In different ways, he's trying to skip out on fighting. And Krishna is giving him different arguments why he should fight. Why should he fight? Fighting is not sinful for a kshatriya. Fighting is his duty. It's his duty. For a priest, fighting is not very good. But for a kshatriya, it's very good. No one wants a violent priest. A violent priest is useless. And a non-violent policeman is also useless. Suppose some dacoit is attacking, and you go to the policeman says, I'm sorry, I'm non-violent. What is the use of being non-violent? You have to be violent. Why? Kshatriya, to protect. To protect. Not for aggression, but for protection. So the duty is there. Not that this duty or that duty is not good. Any duty is good, if it's my duty. For the priest to do the duty of the policeman is not very good. And the policeman can't do the duty of the priest. But by performing his own duty, he can become perfect. And lokasangrahamevapi champasyam. Now others will also see the example. Suppose now you're a leading person. Now if the leading person acts wrongly, the other people will also act wrongly. They'll say, well, he's doing it. Especially the leading persons. Yad yad acharati shreshtas tad tadeve tado. What the leaders do, leading people do, everyone else follows. The tendency of people is to follow. So when the leader acts in a certain way, then others naturally pick up these things. Well, it must be all right. There's some social studies that have been done about ambiguity. When a situation is ambiguous, a person doesn't quite know what to do. If you present a person with some new situation or some confusing situation or some situation that's, well, it could be this or it could be that, ambiguous, he doesn't quite know what to do. Usually he hesitates. But if someone in the group chooses, let's do it this way, or just goes ahead and does it, the tendency will be, now the ambiguity has been erased. We know what to do. We do what he does. It's been shown by, you know, controlled studies. When someone in such a situation, if someone takes a decisive action, the others will also naturally follow. If it's the wrong action, they'll follow in the wrong direction. And if it's the right action, they'll follow the right thing. So for Arjuna to give up his duty would be the wrong thing. What kind of example is this? To flee the battlefield. You have to do the right thing. It's your duty. You may like it, you may not like it, but it's your duty. You have to do it. Then others will also take your example, even when they have some duty that they don't like. It's a practical thing. If the father, when he has some duty but he doesn't like it, just says, well, and finds some excuse, the son will also pick up that mode of action when he's asked to do something, he'll say, well, he'll make some excuse, and because he's seen this, this is how his father does it. He'll be irresponsible also. Pick up the irresponsible example. But if he sees the father is always, whatever his duty, that's what he's doing, then naturally the son has that example. He may follow or not follow, but it's expected. And generally he'll follow. This is what my... No, my father never shirked his duty. When he had some duty, that's it. He just did it. They'll pick up that example. So Arjuna is giving this, Krishna is giving this instruction to Janak Maharaj, to Arjuna, citing the example of previous authorities. This is our system in spiritual life, that we have to cite Shastra. We can't just say, well, I think. That doesn't work. I may think one thing, next person thinks another thing, next person has another idea. But the system in the spiritual circles is to cite authority. In the law court also they cite authority. What is that authority? Two things. One is the law books. This is what the law says. And the other is precedent. This is how this case was decided. This is how this case was decided. This is how this case was decided. You get a whole body of precedent. And you say, well, this case has to be decided the same way. Look at all the precedents and look at the law. So in the same way, our action in human society should be decided by these same principles. One is what the Shastra says. And the next thing is, how did the great persons follow the Shastra? What example was set by great persons? They're called acharyas. Acharya means one who sets the example by his own practical activity. Apani Achri Prabhu Jivire Shikaya. About Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that he taught not only by his words but by his example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's all right, nothing fine. That's okay. Then you think they're disturbing to me? Oh yeah. Playing is their prescribed duty. What were we thinking of? So these are standard authorities. Janak Maharaj, he's very one of the Mahajans. Mahajaniyena. We shouldn't follow any ordinary speculator, any ordinary rascal. But those who are Mahajans, they set the best example. So we're advised to follow in their footsteps. Therefore even Krishna, who's the supreme authority, he's Bhagavan, he's the personality of Godhead, but even he cites the example of authority. Janak Arya, oh, kings like Janak Maharaj, they did this. Elsewhere he even quotes scripture. Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva Hetu Madhbhirma. This is what's said in Brahma Sutra. He's quoting authority. Although Krishna is the supreme authority, he also cites the example of other Mahajans. He also quotes the authority of scripture. Just to set the example. Even Krishna sets the example. Sometimes Krishna acts in a way that is not for us to follow. We can't marry 16,108 wives. That's not possible. We can't lift Govardhan Hill. That's not possible. So many things that Krishna does are for him alone. They're the prerogative of the Supreme Controller. But other things are meant for us. Even when Krishna was married to so many queens, every day in each palace he was performing his prescribed duties. He would get up early in the morning, an hour and a half before sunrise. He would perform meditation. He would perform auspicious activities. he set the example of an ideal householder, even though he didn't need to. He can do whatever he likes. He's independent, Swarat. But just to set the example, even while living as the all-powerful personality of Godhead, married to so many queens at once, and living in each palace at the same time, by his mystic potency, he still, in each palace, set the example how to act. So we have to pick up, in this way, two things. One is that we should follow the authorities. And the other is that by acting in this way, people will also follow our example. This is tradition. Tradition means to act in the proper way so that others will also pick up the right idea. And it's called parampara, to pick up the right idea from the predecessors and follow, and then it comes to the next generation, next generation, next generation, next generation. Guru Shishya Parampara means the guru instructs according to what he heard from his guru. He acts according to the example set by his guru, and the disciples have the same responsibility, then their disciples, their disciples, their disciples. This is the parampara system. And the whole purpose is sang siddhi haritosham, to satisfy the Supreme Lord, to satisfy Krishna. Well, this is our process. And our prescribed duty in this age, especially, regardless of whether we may be in the Brahmin situation, or Kshatriya, or Vaishya, or Shudra, whether we're Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, this chanting of the holy name of Krishna. This is open to everyone. One may be in any occupation, in any stage of life, a man, woman, child even. Everyone can take part in hearing and chanting this transcendental sound vibration. People of any community, people of any country, people of any religion, people of anything. There are no hard and fast rules, there are no conditions, only these people, only those people. Only here, only there. Any place, any time, any person can take advantage of this chanting of the holy name of God and become purified in heart and mind and reestablish his eternal connection with God, Krishna. This is the